This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, the Great Big Green Week is the UK's biggest celebration of community action to tackle climate change and to protect nature. During the week, communities, schools, businesses, churches, mosques and more all over the UK join together in a wave of support for action to protect the planet. And if you live in or around St Albans District, you might have taken part in the St Albans Sustainability Festival, or SUSFEST, as has become known, which is a similar sort of idea, and we've just had the latest of our SUSFEST season's weekends of eco activities. Anyway, back to the Great Big Green Week, which this year will take place between the 7th and 15th of June, and a quick visit to the Great Big Green Week's website events map will show you that here in Hertfordshire, if you're looking for a Great Big Green Week event, the place to go is South West Herts. South West Hertfordshire Great Big Green Week boasts a week packed with local activities organised by loads of different local groups and pulled together by a committee of volunteers headed up by Anna Addison. With the Great Big Green Week rapidly approaching, Anna and her team are super busy, so I was delighted that Anna had the time to chat to me earlier. I started by asking Anna when the South West Hearts Big Green Week had first taken place.
Well, this will be our fifth year. We started our first Great Big Green Week in South West Hearts the same year as the national Great Big Green Weeks started 5 years ago. Went through COVID. So yeah, really looking forward to bigger and better and broader this year.
And do you find that it's popular with residents? Do you find that you've got lots of people coming along to the events?
Yes, we do. We do find it's popular with residents, and it's something that's increased in popularity year on year, both in terms of the residents' attendance, but also I think that what's exciting for us is the number of organisations locally across Watford and Three Rivers that want to take part, because they see the value in being involved. So both from an organisational point of view and a residents' point of view, yeah, absolutely, it's been increased across year on year.
That's fantastic. And do you think that you're quite good at getting people to come along to these events who possibly wouldn't come along to, I don't know, a Friends of the Earth or a Greenpeace meeting or something?
So I think the answer to that is yes and no, which is always the best answer to any question. The reason being is some events are very attractive. So, for example, we have children's movie showings, we have adult movie showings, we have clothes swaps, we have a number of festivals that go along, and those absolutely attract a broad range of people, and anybody and everybody is welcome to all the events we put on. I think for some of the more practical conservation events, the people we get there are maybe people that already like gardening or like conservation work. But from speaking to people that have turned up randomly, not knowing the event they're turning up for and just trying it, a number of them have actually then stayed on afterwards and done the event again and again and again, because they've really found that actually it's touched a nerve and they've really enjoyed it.
Well, that sounds good. Now, you've got an impressive week-long calendar of events in and around Watford and the Three Rivers area. So who organises the South West Hearts Great Big Green Week? Are you all volunteers? Are you from a particular group?
Yes, the South West Hearts Great Big Green Week is organised by Watford and Three Rivers Friends of the Earth. The working group is all volunteers, but we are really lucky because every year for, in fact, the last 4 years, so not the first year, but every year since, we've applied for grant funding, which has given us a small amount of money to pay for a few days or hours, in some cases, of expertise on project management or particularly marketing, which is something that the group's not very strong in, to help us promote and expand the word about the Great Big Green Week. But on a project management point of view, it's really important to us, as we're all volunteers, to have someone that has committed time to the project to guarantee things are done in a timely manner. Because as we know, as volunteers, some things, paid work and our jobs and our other lives sometimes can get in the way of what we'd really like to do, which is make the Green Week even bigger and better.
Now, you mentioned some funding there. Where do you get your funding from? And is that a big job finding that funding?
It's a massive job finding that funding. And I think that the lesson that we're learning is we should be starting funding for 2026 now. We shouldn't be waiting a moment after the end of this year's Great Big Green Week to start fundraising for next year for two reasons. So we've got grants in the past from Watford Borough Council through their Mayor's Fund and their Community Fund, through Three Rivers District Council and their Sustainability Fund, the Postcode Lottery, the Watford Community Housing Trust. I'm trying to think, there's a couple of other small grants we've also received over a number of years, ranging between £200 and £500. And because we're doing each, the grants cannot cover all the costs, largely because of the requirements of the organisation giving the grants or because of the limited funds that grant fund has available, we've got to build a jigsaw puzzle of funding to cover each year's requirements. So a little bit from this pot, a little bit from this pot, a little bit this from that, to give us coverage of all the things that we would like to pay for. It's a big job.
Well, I know that kick-team funding is a big job, so hats off to you and to all the volunteers, well, doing all the rest of the work and also working hard to get that grant funding there. So what part do Watford Borough Council and Three Rivers District Council, because you have two councils involved in this, what part do they play and how do you find it working with two different councils?
Both of them are really supportive, very, very helpful. Both of them have signposted in the past towards grants. Neither of them directly contribute. We have to go through the same competitive grant process as everybody else, but they will signpost us to grants they think are applicable to us, which is incredibly helpful. The other thing that they do, which I think is in fact more helpful, is that they support us by enabling us to send them our media, our marketing information, our press releases, and they publicise it through their channels. They obviously have a huge social media and a newsletter footprint through across their residence. And because of that, we get a really good uptake from people that will never have engaged with, be that Friends of the Earth as the overarching organisers, but also we have 30 organisations taking part in individual events or organising individual events within the week. So collectively, the councils have a bigger mailing list than all those organisations combined. So it's incredibly helpful to us just to get the word out wider and broader. And it's something that doesn't cost them anything. So it builds a really good network, a positive, reflective network between us and them, I think, from both councils.
I mean, that sounds like a really good symbiotic relationship. It sounds like you're able to benefit, as you say, at low cost to them, but also a good association for them, helping to spread the environmental message with the use of some sounds like very efficient volunteers there as well. So that sounds like great partnership work. So as you said, this is your fifth year. Is there anything new for this year's Southwest Hearts Great Big Green Week?
No, is the honest answer. Not new in the sense that everything this year is similar to what's been done before. Some of them are new events because we've got different movie showings. We've got a couple of new organisations involved. But in terms of the events themselves, each of the individual events within the week, currently we have about 30 different events, are putting on something special for Great Big Green Week. They're advertising their events through here because there's festivals, there's fairs, there's rides, there's plant fairs, there's Zumba. Who wouldn't want to do Zumba for to raise money for the Black Barn Project at Wood Oaks Farm? It's great. So though they're not particularly new events, they're trying to expand their impact and the awareness in the community about them. So this week we see is a week to amplify the amazing work that all these organisations do year in, year out, year round, and give people better visibility of what's going on. Try some new stuff, go along, explore, have a go at something you might not have heard of before. See if you enjoyed it. And if so, go for it. Stick around. We've had a number of people over the years that have gone to these events and liked it so much there. One of them still doing it 5 years later.
Well, that sounds brilliant. And I wondered if a good example of that was the Watford Cycle Hub. They run a few events during the week. And I just wondered about the importance of the week to them.
There's two pieces there. So if I use Watford Classics as a perfect example, and also the Green Gym would be exactly the same, and Random Cafe, all of them organise events year-round, year in, year out. You'll find them doing their events on their systems. But like I was saying earlier about the size of a mailing list, there's only so far they can get their message out. So using the Great Big Green Week to amplify and get a wide audience for their rides, for their events, for their Olympiad cycle stuff, their breeze rides for female cyclists, etc. It's really important because what we all want to do is increase the level of knowledge and understanding and engagement. Because if you don't know it, you don't know it. So what we need to do is make sure people know stuff exists. And then if it excites them, they can take part. There's nothing more than frustrating thinking, oh, I'd love to go on cycle rides, but I don't know where. Ta-da, here you are. Try these out, see if it works for you. And if so, then that's a new connection for that individual and that organisation.
Now, you did mention that you've got the Watford Green Festival and Croxty Green's Big Green Fair, which are taking place during the week. Can you tell us a little bit about those and, well, for start, how you managed to be so lucky to get them both within the week and sort of who organises them? Do they purposefully make sure that they happen in the Great Big Green Week?
The answer is absolutely yes. So both the Watford Green Festival, the Croxley Big Green Fair and the Random Cafe Big Green Day, which are all big days, as it says in the tin, have been organised specifically for this year's Great Big Green Week. We were in discussions with everybody about these since sort of December, January time this year to make sure that they were within the week. We see it as a really good opportunity to get people involved in local events, in walking distance from many people's houses, with a number of organisations from Croxley around Watford for both the Random Cafe and the Watford Green Festival taking part. And again, giving people free advice, free guidance, free stuff in some cases, but also allowing people to ask all those questions about whether that be eco homes, whether that be about sustainability, cheaper energy bills, how can you reduce your energy bill? What does insulation look like? To try and get away from all this greenwashing talk out there and people say, oh, I go on Google and I get lost. I can't see the wood for the trees. All these types of events are giving organisations a platform and therefore members of the public, and they don't have to be from Watford and Three Rivers, you could be anywhere, to come in and ask all those questions, see these organisations, find out what they do, have a chat with them in a really relaxed environment with no pressure. There's no sales pitches. No one's going to jump at you and say, sign this document and subscribe for life. That's not what we're doing here at all. This is come along, ask lots of questions, find out information you want to know, and then hopefully that gives you the information you need to take up something and engage with a different organisation or a project that you've really wanted to do.
And just to be clear, you're not organising these events. You're just doing the, I say just, not just, of course, you're doing the publicity and the coordination so that these events can take part as part of the week and hopefully have lots of people going along to them.
So the answer is yes and no. I should have been clear on that. It's a really good clarification. Thanks very much, Amanda. So there's a couple of things happening. The Random Cafe is organising the Random Cafe's Big Green Day. That is their event in its entirety. Croxley Green Parish Council is organising the Croxley Big Green Fair. That is their event in the entirety. They have done all the organisation and, I hasten to know, have just launched their Repair Cafe, which we ought to be celebrating as well, because well done, Croxley Green Parish Council. There is going to be an Eco Homes and Gardens event, and the Watford Green Festival are both organised as our standalone events by Watford and Three Rivers Friends of the Earth. So not only do we organise the week as a whole and coordinate the marketing and advertising, bring everything together from all the organisations, we have two what I'm going to call showcase events, topping and tailing the week, one in Watford and one in Three Rivers, that we organise specifically. So the Green Festival takes over Watford High Street, and the Eco Homes and Gardens is go along, ask all your questions on Eco Home and Gardens questions, green gardening, insulation, energy efficiency, etc., etc., anything and everything. People will be there to answer your questions.
Well, well done you. That sounds like tremendously hard work organising the week and organising those events as well. Now, you've made it clear to us, you want people, all sorts of people, to turn up to these. Anybody from Hertfordshire, just anybody who sees what's on the website? This is an open house for everybody?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And what you'll think you'll find is, with the very few exceptions, everything's free. So for a number of these Watford Cycle Hubs, there's a small payment. I believe if you want to go to the Chiltern Open Air Museum's Wildlife Discovery Day, I believe there's a small price to get in there. And Wood Oaks Farm is having an open farm day. And I believe, again, it's £1, None of these are high cost events. So we genuinely want to make sure that it doesn't matter whether you feel you can afford it or not. You can definitely afford it because it's free.
Well, that's really good that it's really inclusive as well. Now, somebody, perhaps we're sitting here, we're thinking, crikey, this sounds amazing. It'd be fabulous if we had something like this around our part of Hertfordshire. But we don't have anything at the moment, and I'd love to kick something off perhaps for next year. Do you have any quick tips for how we might do that?
So I think my two quick tips are go on now to the Great Big Green Week website. They have a vast amount of data to help you set these things up. And I think the thing that's really important about looking at it now is we know it takes about a year's worth of planning. And when I say a year, genuinely that is little bits, higgledy-piggledy, up until February and when it gets a little bit busier. But by doing some thinking about it now, starting to reach out to other organisations that might be involved, what it means is that you have an effective calendar of events that covers the week, covers a variety of different types of organisations. No one feels left out, and you've got a really inclusive week that you can organise. But that timeframe also allows you to apply for grant funding, make the contacts with the councils and everything else that you have to pull together. The other nice thing about the Great Big Green Week national website is they have videos there now, which they have recorded for this year's Great Big Green Week, telling people top tips on how to do Great Big Green Weeks. I'm one of those videos. So it's really useful listening in, because there are a number of those videos, and listening to them, you'll hear people's pitfalls and the problems they've experienced. And then you can think as a group about how you want to make sure you don't fall in those same holes.
Brilliant advice. Anna, I hope that this year's Southwest Hearts Great Big Green Week is another roaring success. Thank you so much for joining me to tell us about that today.
Absolute pleasure.
And I'll put the link to the Southwest Hearts Great Big Green Week so that you can check out all those events that Anna talked about into the notes that go with the podcast of this show, and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. And I'll also pop in a link to the National Great Big Green Week website so that you can see if there are any events closer to you and find all that handy stuff that Anna spoke about to help you on your way if you fancy organising something for next year. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.